From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, January 20th. Coming up, some people who test positive for COVID-19 are being told to notify their own close contacts. The situation is leaving many confused and unsure of what to do. We'll learn more from SignFX Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's campaign is taking in more money than the entire Republican field of candidates combined. Alex Degman reports.
As of December 31st, Pritzker's campaign had $15 million on hand, and Pritzker himself recently loaned it $90 million more. Collectively, Republicans in the race only have about 10% of that. Venture capitalist Jesse Sullivan is closest with $9 million in the bank. State Senator Darren Bailey has about $700,000. Businessman Gary Rabine has a little more than $500,000, while former State Senator Paul Schimpf has less than $100,000 in campaign cash. Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin's finances were not available in this latest filing because he just announced his campaign. I'm Alex Degman.
The governor is cautiously optimistic the Omicron wave of the pandemic has peaked. Both hospitalizations and the number of people requiring intensive care have fallen daily over the last week. And Pritzker says more people are getting their first vaccine shots.
In the first 2 weeks of 2022, 14,000 new people have gotten their first vaccine dose every single day. That's around 100,000 newly vaccinated people, about the population of Peoria every week.
The state is focusing more on hospitalization data and less on case numbers. There were nearly 7,400 people across Illinois hospitalized with COVID last Wednesday. Yesterday, that number was just over 6,500. The Illinois State Board of Education is working on solutions to bring more teachers and substitutes into the classroom. It's a problem that's made worse by the pandemic. Susie Ahn reports.
As the statewide teacher shortage continues, educators say it's been harder to fill the gaps because there's an even bigger substitute shortage. At the Illinois State Board of Education meeting yesterday, members talked about how schools could use federal COVID relief dollars to boost pay for substitutes. Vice Chair Donna Leake and school superintendent says the state first needs to expand the pool of subs.
We use 2 temp agencies plus the regional office plus our own sub pool. So we're accessing like 4 different places, and we're still struggling to get bodies into the rooms.
The state is looking into ways to better incentivize potential substitute teachers. I'm Susie Ahn.
Public health officials reported 700 new COVID-19 cases in Champaign County yesterday. The number of active cases is lower than last week at fewer than 2,500. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 139 people hospitalized with COVID-19, down by 20 from the high last week. 15 of those patients are in the ICU. Almost 65% of Champaign County's vaccine-eligible population and about 61% of its total population are vaccinated against COVID-19. University of Illinois officials report that 293 people tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. That's a new one-day record, topping the previous one-day high of 264 set in the first week of January. Undergraduates have just returned to campus and are required to test negative before attending in-person classes starting next week. You can find the latest information on where to get COVID testing and vaccinations in Champaign, Macon, and Vermilion counties at illinoisnewsroom.org. Still to come, as we continue to see a surge of COVID cases from the Omicron variant, we're also seeing more confusion about what people should do after they test positive. That story from Steph Whiteside is next on 217 Today.
American Masters, Becoming Helen Keller, examines one of the most important human rights activists of the 20th century. The documentary tells the story of the complex life and legacy of author and activist Helen Keller, who was deaf and blind most of her life. Through archival film clips, rare photographs, and expert interviews, you'll learn how she used her celebrity and wit to advocate for women, workers, and people with disabilities. Find out how you can watch as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. As the latest COVID surge continues, some states have scaled back contact tracing efforts. SignFX Public Media's Steph Whiteside looks at the situation in southern Illinois, where many report confusion and a lack of guidance from health officials.
Jamie White and her younger sons tested positive for COVID a couple of days before New Year's. When we talked the following week, she said she had yet to receive any calls or emails about what to do.
When I tried to reach the health department, I was told they're no longer doing contact tracing and was given a phone number to call, but that number never picks up.
It's a stark contrast to her husband and oldest son, who tested positive just a few days earlier. They were quickly connected with a contact tracer.
You know, she sent paperwork telling, you know, like, you have it, here's how long your quarantine is, this is when you're released.
Several local health departments in Southern Illinois announced that the state's surge center would be taking over contact tracing by mid-January. In the meantime, many say they've been left without any guidance from anyone. Jeremy Rosine says his son got COVID around Christmas time, and it was night and day from his experience in 2020.
Because when I tested positive, I was bombarded. I remember getting multiple phone calls from the health department, different people contacting me, not realizing others had already done so, which is a stark contrast from what we've experienced recently, where I can't get a hold of anyone even when I'm the one making the effort.
Others I spoke with say they're confused about recent changes in the CDC's quarantine guidelines. Megan Jarrett says when she and her kids tested positive, she wasn't contacted until a full week later, after her isolation period had already ended. She's also been frustrated, trying to get documentation to prove to her boss that she was required to isolate and miss work.
If I don't have documentation, I can lose my job. And it's a terrifying, terrifying thought. That worries me, because people could lose their livelihoods over this.
Turns out, Jarrett's local health department is no longer providing letters of documentation, and she's been unable to get a letter from the state or her physician. Bart Hagston is a public health administrator in Jackson County, Illinois. He says right now, several factors are creating a perfect storm.
The giant spike in cases of COVID, the state centralizing the contact tracing, the CDC changing the isolation and quarantine guidance, and testing, especially access to home tests, not being what it needs to be right now. So you've got all of these factors converging right now, making a pretty big mess, frankly.
A spokeswoman for the state health department said in an email that the surge in cases has made it difficult to circle back and issue documentation to people who need it, but the agency expects people to follow the CDC's latest isolation guidance. Jamie White, whose kids tested positive in late December, said she wasn't clear on when it would be safe for her family to be out in public again. They played it safe, but she's worried not everyone will do the same.
The more frustrating part is knowing that no one is receiving any guidance right now. So are people just kind of deciding for themselves when they should quarantine, or a time when maybe it would be really good to have guidance because everyone is testing positive and nobody's really sure what to do?
White says no one has asked her who she's been in contact with before she got sick, and the link she was sent told her to notify close contacts herself. State officials say with more than 200,000 cases a week, it's not possible to trace all close contacts. For now, they're prioritizing high-risk cases and people 65 and older. Local health officials say they're also triaging cases. I'm Steph Whiteside, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and cold today with a high of 20 degrees, wind chill readings between 0 and 10 degrees below zero. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Susie Ahn, and Steph Whiteside. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldane. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.